This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind, whether you're tuned into 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or 1460 KLTC. Thank you. We appreciate it. Got that app going? That's a great way to listen to. Love your comments by phoning us up at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The FBI Director James Comey is testifying on the Clinton email case before the House Oversight Committee. We'll have excerpts of that for you today. We're going to finish our conversation with Drew Wrigley, the former U.S. Attorney for North Dakota. And he served with James Comey, so knows the man. Talking a little bit about that today. We also are going to talk with a lucky concert goer. With his whole family, ended up on stage with Adele in the cities the other day. So that's pretty cool. We're brought to you by our friends at the Bottineau County Farm Bureau. Their big annual meeting and membership drive is next Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'll be up at Antler with them. Big steak fry, 5 until 7. And the Antler Outlaws are a fun group up there. I'm looking forward to finding out all the good things they've been doing in Antler. And them, along with some other folks, contributors to the County Farm Bureau, made our broadcast possible. Farm Credit Services, Lignite Council, Hefty Seeds of Mohol, North Dakota Farm Bureau, State Bank of Bottineau, People State Bank, First National Bank of Bottineau, the Pat Arts Seed Farm, Renville County Farm Bureau, and Souris River Co-op, Bottineau Farmers Elevator. See you there. 5 until 7. I told them I wouldn't be happy if we didn't have at least 300 people, so they have 300 steaks ready to go on the grill, and I hope you join us. Brent Sanford, someone that would like to take the spot Drew Wrigley is currently in, will be there. And we believe possibly Doug Burgum as well, the Republican gubernatorial candidate. So maybe the whole ticket will be there. Lots of folks have been invited. It'll be a fun time. So mark your calendar for next Tuesday. All right, Drew, thanks for staying a couple extra minutes here on the case. We just got a lot of calls and emails that I wanted to give you a chance to address.
Yeah.
Steve sends a note, says, I'm listening to the initial comments of Director Comey. I don't usually have much to say about these things. However, Hillary Clinton was holding one of the highest public offices in the land. With the sheer responsibility of this office comes a requirement for an almost superhuman level of competence. Those who seek high office need to be held to a standard above all others. Even the slightest hint of ignorance or disregard for the rules and regulations set by the laws governing the boundaries of the job need to be magnified to a level that equals the significance of the job. She knew she was being careless. She admitted it. She is guilty and unworthy of holding office, serving the law, abiding tax-paying citizens who hold this nation up every day. That's the kind of thing you get from a lot of different folks out there.
A very articulate statement about why it matters what was done and not done and misstated by Hillary Clinton. It's all a matter of public record at this point. That's a very eloquent. I agree with what he's saying. It doesn't change the legal standards for prosecution. And like, as I say, you know, Jim knows those. And I guess he had to reach his determination. That was his judgment to make. I believe him to be an independent and courageous public servant. But your listeners are rightly focusing on there is a sanction. It's available to each and every one of us. And that is the sanction of our vote. And I'll tell you, as we look at this election, we've seen again and again with the Clintons, it's not going to be decided on, the media storms around these things. We've got to focus on this election on, and I hope that we do pivot in this election onto the things like the national debt. When was the last time that we talked about the issues in this race publicly? There's been a lot of discussion about the two candidates, you know, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and problems people have with either of them. But we're not talking about the national debt. We're not talking about the security of the United States, educational excellence in this country, energy development in this country. One quick thing. Several weeks ago, the other leading candidate for the Democrat nomination for President of the United States came here to Bismarck, North Dakota, the center of one of the most important energy states in this nation. And he said he would, as president, outlaw and ban fracking. The one opportunity that has done the most to advance energy independence and security for the United States. He would ban fracking. And where are our Democrat friends in the state of North Dakota denouncing that statement as completely, patently irresponsible? Irresponsible for the financial condition of this country, for the energy improvement in this country, and also just irresponsible if you just want to look at the science of
it. Yeah, you're right. And by
and
the way,
we're not talking about that. It's
Hillary has said me too on all of Bernie Sanders' outrageous assaults on the industry. You're absolutely right. No doubt about it.
Yep. And it's critically important. We've got to spend time on these issues because it's got to get ferreted out because one of these two people is going to lead this nation in the years ahead. And these things, these are what's critical to the American people. Now, what we're talking about with Mr. Clinton today, it's important when people make their assessment. I don't mean to dismiss it, but I'm saying that the sanction available to people is their vote or their refusal to vote.
Yeah, I get that. And you've said that several times, and I agree with you, and I think that's what we need to focus on. And I think it actually is going to be, this whole incident is going to make it more likely Donald Trump is president. But going back to where we started, With the listener from Minot who called yesterday, Shar, who's sad sees what's happening, when she sees a former president get on a plane with the attorney general in the middle of this investigation, when she sees James Comey saying what he's saying, they say, wait a minute, and it's articulated well in this text from a listener that said, I was in the military. If I did what she did when I was in the military, the government would have stripped me of my security clearance, court-martialed me on charges. They see a double standard, Drew. That's you know, I agree with you that
Scott, that should never be the case. And I have no way to comment on that without a lack of familiarity about that person's fact pattern and there should never be a double standard. I don't disagree with that at all. I'm simply stating that Jim Comey, I've made my case for Jim as an independent, conscientious, hardworking, and a guy with no stake in the outcome other than to feel like when he goes home at night, look, I did the best I could. I made the best judgment I could on these facts. And, it's a no-win situation, but I can win.
You know what it smells like?
Knowing I did the best I could.
It smells to me like another John Roberts deal. And by that I mean John Roberts, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, on the Obamacare decision. You know, there's some whispers in Washington that he was leading people to believe that if he would have voted the way we thought he was going to vote on Obamacare, that the court would have been viewed in a political lens, not unlike they were when you were down looking at hanging chads in Florida in 2000 in the Bush versus Gore race. That it smells like, you know what, this could go this way or it could go that way as far as the law. I'm going to have it go that way because I don't want this to just completely inflame, a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, the Democrats being charged in the middle of a presidential race. Does that happen? Is that feasible, what I just described?
It's all too plausible because human beings are involved and people see it. I guess that's why I felt this morning it's important for me personally to talk about Jim. By the way, Chief Justice Roberts, I did meet him once, but I don't have any personal stories to lend any understanding to his action or inaction on that case or any others. I did give him one of the new North Dakota quarters when they were racing hard at the time, and he seemed like a very friendly fellow. People are right to recognize human beings are complicated and complex, and that can happen. It doesn't mean it happens every time. And I just have reason to conclude personally, and I urge others to conclude that Jim Comey is a person who made an independent judgment. Shouldn't obscure the view, though, of what was done by Mrs. Clinton and that there's a sanction available. It's the election.
All right. And by the way, callers, the entire next segment is yours. I want to just ask one. We need to let Drew go. We kept him a little longer than we said we would. But a different question. I was at a breakfast yesterday for the chamber, and you made some comments about the president of NDSU, Dean Vershani, which I thought were noteworthy. What do you make of this current controversy? The Board of Higher Ed has voted 7-1, to not renew his contract right now, to give him some time to get some things in order and relook at that again in November. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it is notable that they took that action or inaction and then moved the ball ahead to say let's assess it in November. I think that it's important, though, as we look at that it's not as though Dean Vershani was fired. You see all sorts of discussions out there, and with good reason he wasn't. I look at this person, you look at the metrics of the university, and on so many. And by the way, I'm a proud UND graduate, and every time I see Dean Vershani, I give him a hard time about I joke with him about his second tier institution. I I'm a North Dakotan, and I look at this, and I'm proud of our higher education system, and I look at the metrics at North Dakota State, and that doesn't mean it's perfect, by the way. But I look at the metrics over there, you look at the enrollment figures and the scholarly production, the licensing and the intellectual property that they're developing and then selling and getting fees for, the crop research that gets done, and the impact in the tens and hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars constantly. And they're doing excellent things in that regard. They're educational excellence, Scott. Their academic program, you know, it gets well storied in the newspapers. What people don't talk about is their student athletes have an average grade point average above the rest of the student body. They're pushing that. That's a sign of excellence at the institution. He and you, NDSU, have done very well out here in the legislative process. They've gotten very robust funding. This is a conservative legislature, and they have gotten very robust funding because they've made the case time and again when they come out here, and it's based on the facts. I understand.
Sounds like he could have used you on the employment review.
because that's
a great thing to say about it. I think that's great. I haven't heard a lot of people saying that. I think that's noteworthy that you did. We'll let you go. I know you're late. We're up against the break. Folks, more after this.
60 Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how being trained in first aid and CPR could mean the difference between life and death.
It's not something to be afraid of. And I think that's what too many people are concerned about, is that, oh, I'm never going to be able to do that. And, I'm, you know, something happens to somebody, I'm just going to let a paramedic or somebody else take care of that, and this person will be fine. And, you know, what you have to understand is any day, anything can happen. And the thing I think is so interesting is that there's a time lag between even the fastest paramedics, and we've got some phenomenal fast paramedics here in Bismarck, but no matter how quick it is, it's not as fast as immediate. And if you're on the scene immediately, you can do something if you know first aid and CPR. And I think that's the thing to understand is, you know, whether it's 2 minutes or 10 minutes, you are right there on the scene and understanding what the emergency is and how to respond. You can save somebody's life.
To learn more about becoming trained in first aid and CPR, go to NDSC.org. That's NDSC.org.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number, I'll give you in a minute, for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
One of the top 5 land auction companies in America is Pyfert's. Kevin Pyfert, his team at Pyfert's Auction Company, Land and Auction Company, are a great resource for you. And if you don't get their catalog, I'm going to give you a telephone number. So grab a pen and write this down, 877-700-4099. Just give them a call. They'll put you on the mailing list. You can also find them all at Pyfert's.com. Friday, Is that tomorrow? This week has just flew by because of the holiday, obviously. But tomorrow in Lignite, there's a big service station equipment and tool auction. And also down in Dickinson, a concrete equipment auction. And coming up next Wednesday, out in McLean County, got 118 acres. The auction off at Turtle Lake. Another real estate auction on Thursday the 14th in Lignite. View all the auctions online at Pipers.com. And give them a call at 877-700-4099. Simply the best. All right, let's get to your calls. I apologize. We just had so much to do, and we had the testimony of James Comey, and I like having more callers. We had a few on, but not enough. So Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is sizzling, and I want to know what's on your mind. Where'd Marlene and Grand Forks go? Marlene was waiting forever there. To chat in, and I'm not sure if I'm not seeing her on the board, or I'll go to John in Dawson, Minnesota. That's the next one. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to ask the question when someone's going to ask Hillary to actually publicly take responsibility for her actions, because the way I look at it right now, she is acting like that bad employee that everybody has worked with, that breaks stuff and then has the seven-year-old mentality that I didn't do it.
Couldn't agree anymore. And I think that's a political liability, what you're talking about there, John, right? I think
she's applying for a job right now, and her track record is horrible. Who's going to want to hire her right now for any job?
Well, a low-information voter that thinks that they'll get more free stuff if she gets elected. People that think women's health is abortion, they'll want to vote for her. So there's plenty of people out there that are, you know, robots that are going to vote for her. And again, I'll go back to something Donald Trump said last night, which if he acts, will mean he'll get a Reagan-like victory. I don't know why I have this feeling, and I know a lot of people are not in this camp. I think Donald Trump is going to win comfortably. I really do. And I think there's a way he could win even more than comfortably. I think there's a way he could win in Reagan-like fashion versus Jimmy Carter if he figures out a way to appeal, kind of like we were talking earlier with Manny, about this Black Lives Matter versus folks on the other side that say, you know, you're on that side, I'm on that side. You know, you bring those kind of folks together, you start having conversations. Dick Moore said this on the program yesterday, and I half chuckled. He said he's got to work on the Bernie Sanders voters. Well, that's almost laughable, because I see some of those Bernie Sanders voters as just malcontents. But there are a number of the folks in the Bernie Sanders camp that are just lost souls. They're just sort of wandering around looking for somebody to understand them. I'm not sure politically they're ever going to align with Donald Trump, but if he can appeal to say, you haven't gotten anything from this woman other than lip service, and here's what you will get out of me, an ear, to try and fix what's broken in this country. Maybe it could be, but you make some good points, John. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Sue and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hi, Sue.
Ah, okay. I didn't hear the name that you said.
I thought you were doing your best Adele impression there.
Yeah. No, I just was I was hoping to actually get Drew to answer this, but what I want is a comparison of the case against Hillary and the case against David Petraeus and Scooter Libby. Their problem was regarding classified information, and they got prosecuted. How is she different?
Yeah, and I don't know that he'd know the particulars of the case. I will tell you this. Director Comey today was pressed on that very hard. I forget by who in the hearing. And he did make a pretty damning case against Petraeus to say there was volumes of classified information and all kinds of evidence that he knew what he was doing was wrong.
Did the FBI investigation include all the ones that she deleted?
Yeah, good question. I don't know. To me, the server thing is... the idea, and this is, I think, Comey's worst answer today. You didn't hear it, but I heard it during a break when he was asked about the server, saying, why did she do the server? Was that to avoid detection? Was that to be able to communicate outside how she was supposed to do it? And he said, no, I believe it was for convenience. Mm-hmm. And it was a server that already existed. Her husband had it there, and she just used the same one. If you think Hillary Clinton is, you know, adding that little feature for convenience rather than trying to, you know, play her political games without, you know, the possibility it could be exposed at some point, you are horribly naive. Horribly.
Yes, and she's a smart woman. She knew what the regs were, what the standards were, what was important, and she just said, it's not important to me because I am me and I'm above the law.
Exactly right, Sue. You said it well.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. I don't know about the Scooter Libby one. That's a good. It's a good.
He was
good
in jail
analysis
for 2 years,
and it was a small, small deal. I mean, we've had Carl Rove on this program explaining he was under the same investigation. What they were grilling those two for, is worthy of a comparison to how Hillary's being treated here. Absolutely. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline has me thinking bacon and Jamestown. Mel, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott. You know, the one thing that has been forgotten, and like it was a minor detail, is this meeting on the tarmac between Clinton and Loretta Lynch. I mean, I'm a Republican. If that had been a Republican attorney general and a former Republican president, I'd be raising holy hell. And the news media has kind of just given it a pass and let it go. That is the picture of corruption. And it's worse. And Comey, once he saw that, if he was going to let her off, he should have said, that's a deal breaker. She's being indicted. And that is all I got to say.
Yeah, if it could go either way, I agree with you. I just, you know, I also think, why is she interviewed for 3 hours on July 4th weekend and now, you know, right after we get this? I mean, don't you interview somebody and then go investigate a bunch of stuff? That's another question I could have asked Drew. I'm no attorney, but to me, all right, I gather my facts. I go ask this husband, usually what you do at a grand jury or whatever, investigate, then ask the questions of the person, and then go further check out their stories. Her three-hour testimony was Saturday, and on Monday or Tuesday we find out she's scot-free. That smells to high heaven, too. Tim Edgley, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder now if the Hammond family out there in Oregon no one seems to keep their plight in the forefront. If they're going to get a reduction of sentence or a reduced sentence, and what's going to happen to the Bundy brothers?
I take your point. I mean, the Bundys, the situation with Finickman and all these others that have been involved in these cases are not necessarily related to classified information, right? This investigation was about classified information, but I take...
Well, my point being is the rule of law went out the window.
Right. Yeah, there's one standard.
Fairness,
there's one standard.
Fairness.
There's one standard for our God-fearing, freedom-loving ranchers and another for a Democratic candidate for president, former Secretary of State. Good point. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for $0.99. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like me to go over.
This is the pop sensation Adele. Is this your biggest hit, Todd? Is this like the mega hit that sold zillions and zillions of copies and the really big deal? Or she
ever yeah, it is.
This is the big one.
The one,
kind of right?
Yeah.
It's a great song. I like it. I didn't get the whole Adele thing until started hearing the song with the kids, and then she's kind of a big deal, as we say. Anyway, a little later on in the program, we're going to chat with Will Kenny. Will is a just graduated from high school, Shanley High grad. He's a deacon, and he and his mom and dad and two brothers and a sister were at the concert and got called up on stage. It's a really cool story. We'll tell you about it before the end of the program. Stay tuned for that. A lot of calls coming in on and text, by the way. They're welcome at 701-226-8503. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline sizzling on 800-228-8503. 800.
What?
Yeah, did I just say some completely
start that
number?
Over. Start the whole number thing over again.
I think I convoluted Todd's text line, 701-226-8503, with our call-in line, which is 800-228-0550. So there you go. You know the number. Put it in your speed dial, then I don't have to say it. It's more time talking to good folks. Unlike, we have Marlene in Grand Forks to call in off the air, and this caller, too. Listen to this.
Yes, this is Marlene from Grand Forks, North Dakota. And I just have a few things to say about it, this Hillary thing. And it's she's an attorney. She's been in political arena most of her life. She was the first lady. She was Secretary of State. She was in the Congress. She knew exactly what she was doing. And especially for somebody who is touted as being the smartest woman in the world, how could she do that and not know what she was doing? I mean, she's just another one of the slicksters, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks. Bye.
Great points, Marlene. Thank you. I meant to mention earlier that Mark Kennedy, the new president of UND, is having one of his Coffee with Kennedy events. Isn't that nice? Following in the footsteps of Congressman Kramer and his Coffee with Kramer events. It's actually happening as we speak at the Grand Forks Herald. Right now, in their community room there. But I meant to mention that earlier. But since you called from Grand Forks, my adopted hometown, I remembered it. Thank you, Marlene. Here's another off-air call, and we'll get some live ones here as well.
Hello. I'm listening to the Lieutenant Governor's comments about his friend Jim Comey and the decision that Comey made. With all due respect to the Lieutenant Governor, you're wrong. The director, Hillary made decisions here willingly and knowingly what to do with her servers and with her emails, and she lied to the American public, and she did it willingly and knowingly, and she used her staff to do things that broke the law. Director Comey's obligation here was to investigate and make a recommendation. He isn't prosecuting the case. Hillary should have been prosecuted along with her staff. That's the issue. And now you're deflecting this and saying that the voters should decide. The Comey should have decided here and done what was legally right. That's the issue here. And he didn't. He backed away for some reason. People are upset, at least around here. This is wrong. What he did was wrong.
I agree with that caller. I do. And I think Drew Wrigley is bringing you insight from a legal perspective of the X's and O's of how they do it. All right, and you do have to make a judgment, and he even said at the end, there's humans, they're going to make error. I don't think Drew's defending the decision. He's just telling you how it's made. Some people are taking the comments as him you know, supporting it, agreeing with it. I think he's telling you everything he saw said James Comey is a man of character, and that you have to make a judgment, and he did, and now he's owning it. He wouldn't have to do what he's doing right now. He could say the FBI doesn't comment on an investigation. We're done. But he's in Congress. He's talking publicly. He's doing press conference. So I think that's what he's saying. One of the texters said, Drew said the FBI director is wealthy, so this has nothing to do with bribery, but his life is worth more than money. We all know the Clintons have to do with numerous sudden and mysterious deaths. Hillary for prison, 2016. Another texter, Mike, says Comey doesn't want to wake up dead of mysterious causes. To his other point that the server and other things were not handled properly, Congresswoman Loomis, I don't know her, but she is asking Director Comey specifically about that right now. What about this server and what about what the law says about it? Listen to this and then we'll get to more of your calls here.
The statute says knowingly remove such documents or materials without authority and with the intent to retain such documents or materials at an unauthorized location. The intent here in the statute is to retain the documents at an unauthorized location. It's not intent to pass them on to a terrorist or to someone out in internet land. It's just the intent to retain the documents or materials at an unauthorized location.
Yeah, it's more than that, though. That you'd have to show that and prove criminal intent, both by law, that's the way the judge would instruct a jury, and practice of the Department of Justice. They have reserved that statute, even though it's just a misdemeanor, for people who clearly knew they were breaking the law, and that's the challenge. So should have known, must have known, had to know, does not get you there. You must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they knew they were engaged in something that was unlawful.
Okay,
that's
then
the challenge.
May I turn to her attorneys? Did all of Secretary Clinton's attorneys have the requisite clearances at the time they received all of her emails, especially those that were classified at the time they were sent?
No.
They destroyed, as has been noted, 30,000 emails of Secretary Clinton's. Do you have 100% confidence that none of the 30,000 emails destroyed by Secretary Clinton's attorneys was marked as classified?
I don't have 100% confidence. I'm reasonably confident some of them were classified. There were only three in the entire batch we found that bore any markings that indicated they were classified. So that's less likely. But surely it's a reasonable assumption that some of the ones they deleted contain classified information.
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't this make you crazy, folks? I wish I was in Wing, North Dakota right now because it would probably all make sense. I'd have a little perspective, and I wouldn't be as upset as I am listening to this travesty. But I'll find out how things are in Wing by welcoming Fred on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Well, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
Good morning to you. I think I might have had a vision last week. I was standing in front of Mount Rushmore. We went down and took the grandkids down there. And I could see Hillary Clinton's face carved into that mountain.
You're supposed to be calming me down, not making me crazy. What is it? You're trying to provoke us? You're poking the bear, or what are you doing here?
Well, no. I just thought, you know, if she gets elected first woman president, I'll bet you. There it is. And I was standing there, you know, and I heard, this is a rumor now, I heard that they were chiseling out some giant rock pieces of rock for earplugs for the rest of the presidents. You know, they wouldn't want to let the rest of the presidents be up there without a set of earplugs. And also, another rumor I heard was that they got some black paint that they're going to paint Teddy Roosevelt's glasses.
Oh, my God.
But it's not all bad. I mean, there's plenty of money in the Clinton Foundation to fund the construction of her face up there.
You need some more to do around the farm. What, are things going that well or what?
We got some rain up there, by golly. We were hurting for a while. We were pretty thankful. But, I just wanted to share this with you folks. You know, if you vote for her, there's a very good chance there will be a construction project of shovel-ready jobs or pick-ready jobs right down there on Mount Rushmore.
Very good point. Very good. Can hardly wait. Thank you, Fred. Good to hear from you. Richard Fargo, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go. You're next.
You know, Scott, here's the problem with this. You know, Bill Clinton, you had a willing media basically covering for him all the stuff that was going on around both Monica Lewinsky. And because they did not want to accept responsibility for what happened there, which is blatantly obvious, now we have literally destroyed an important tool, whether it's Democrat or Republican, called impeachment. Nobody will touch impeachment for a long time just because of Bill Clinton. Here we are today defining is again, but switch it with the word intent.
Yeah, good point. Very good point, Richard. And maybe there'll be a Clinton factor that the fatigue there will wear off and, I mean, not wear off, the fatigue will be more present to people to understand that's what we get for,
well,
that's their contribution to politics. Law.
Here's the thing. I mean, when you look at everything that's happened for the last 2 weeks leading up to this, you know, Bill meeting Loretta Lynch on her plane and, the interview, Comey, they did an end run around with Comey. Plain and simple. He's a top cop. He doesn't decide whether this goes to a trial or not. This should have been turned over to a special prosecutor, and the prosecutor making that decision.
Another good point, because then we couldn't question whether, you still could question it, but, it would have been. The only thing I wonder about that, would it have pushed it past the election, right? Politically, this is a very good thing for Donald Trump and Republicans. It is. I continue to believe that. But I think, like you, you want to trust your government institutions. Jesse and Bismarck, you have the last word here on this topic. 45 seconds, go.
Okay, this is not new. Comey's a stooge. She got off. There's blackmail. There's corruption. There's bribery. She was never going to be convicted. I really wish people would get up to speed with this. Nobody that's in office is going to come out and say that's what it is, because they'll extinguish their career right there. But this really isn't hard. There's so much corruption that they rewrote the rules to keep from prosecuting her. That's basically the end of the story.
Jesse, appreciate the call. Texter agrees with you. Looks like politicians, no matter their affiliation, are circling the wagons to protect one of their own. I think referring to Drew Wrigley and his comments, again, defending the character that he had seen of James Comey, and also bringing us inside what the bar was for prosecution. I don't think Drew is in any way, well, I know he isn't. He said it. He's not here to defend Hillary Clinton in any way, shape, and or form. Only gross negligence, says another texter, needed to be shown. It was shown. Intent was not needed. But when Hillary lied to Congress, you now have intent. All right. Good stuff. We are going to change the subject for the sanity of all of us and talk about a really neat story with the singer Adele and some Fargo folks next.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA. A little bit hungry? Head there right now. 4 for $4 special. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. The breakfast pizza in the morning and all the other goodies. Lunch and dinner, it's fabulous. Look for the red, white, and blue. In the shadow of the Capitol there in Bismarck, they're manned down. Then, of course, all points eastward as well into Minnesota, up and down the valley. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. $50,000 giveaway going on, and you have to register every week because all the names go out of the box, and then the whole new batch goes in every week, and they're drawing out the lucky winners. So all that's happening at PetroServe USA. So Adele is a big deal in the concert world, and a lot of our audience would know that already. Those of you that don't, she's a kind of a big deal. She's a British artist, and she's selling a ton of records. They're not records anymore, but, you know, downloads.
Well, actually, records are coming back. So
that's true, they are. Might be, yeah. Stuff. And I saw this story about some friends of ours that were down there, the Kenny family from Fargo, and our kids have grown up with their kids, and we know Emmett, Dr. Kenny is a prominent doctor in the Fargo and in the region, and his wife Diane also very active in a lot of different causes in her family, just a really neat family. And I find out that they're at the concert, didn't know from Facebook, where they actually were on stage with Adele. And I go, what? And then there's all kinds of videos all over of it, and it was really a neat story. Will Kenny, who is just graduated from Shanley and headed for Stanford, 18 years of age, on stage with his entire family, his brother John, who's 25, sister Sophie, who's 23, and little brother Emmett, who's 12, and then the mom and dad, they all end up on stage, and they said, wow, how'd this happen? So we thought we had to ask. And Will was nice enough to tell us. How are you, Will?
I'm doing well. How are you, Scott?
You're still sort of pinching yourself over this Adele brush with greatness?
Definitely. It's still really exciting that it was real. It's pretty crazy.
That is that's really neat. Now, so I understand you and your brother and your sister were up front and like in seventh row, and then your mom and dad are a ways back. So how did you guys end up there first? Because you end up, the three of you together first. How is it she picked you?
So my older brother and sister and I had basically gone into it deciding that we were just going to make it the great experience, because we are scattered the country kind of, and we don't get to spend much time together. So we were like, this dude is going to be the concert. It's going to be amazing. So right from the first song, we were just dancing and having, you know, as much fun as we possibly could. And Adele seemed to recognize that, because during the first song, she pointed right at my brother, which he already was ecstatic over. He thought that was just the coolest thing. And then after about three songs, she points us and says, I'd like to meet three friends. And we're just going, is it actually us? Like, my older brother was convinced it was us, but my sister and I are like, oh, no, it has to be someone else. There's no way. So that's how it all got started. It was pretty crazy.
And I love that you go as a family to the concert, and as you say, you're trying to make memories. You got, you know, your brother going to the other coast. You're going to go to the West Coast. Your sister's taking a new job. You know, your mom and dad back home with your little brother. And so this actually started at Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. So Adele's album came out last winter, and we loved it. My mom would only answer the phone saying, hello, it's me, off the song, hello. And I got my mom the vinyl record for Christmas. So records are making a comeback, but then my mother and my sister got all of us tickets for our Christmas presents. We were really ecstatic over that.
I love it. And Todd was just mentioning the vinyl's coming back. Did I hear you got your mom the vinyl of the big Adele album? Is that right?
I did. It's sitting in our basement right now.
It's such a great story. So the three of them come up. And you got to watch this. I have it on my Facebook page, and I tweeted it out last night. That, you know, Will and Sophie and John come up, and then you guys tell her that, you know, your folks are back there, and then she says, well, bring them up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in so much shock to even think about that. Like, I was happy just being up there. It was my sister who was like, well, let's get the whole family on this, and had the thought to give a shout-out to our parents and little brother. And I was like, well, come forward, row 28. So that was awesome that we all got to be up there together.
Yeah, and she's like, all right, get up here. And, of course, the crowd's going crazy. And then they're all six on stage and, you know, doing selfies. She's big on the selfie thing, right? She loves taking photos with her fans.
Yeah, she does. She was, there's one point where she was on center stage. She just went around the stage and took selfies with every person that wanted one. So she was very into that. She loves interacting with her fans.
So then you start hearing from all kinds of people who now know you're there, right? So there's been like this Adele concert is gaining legs and has quite the shelf life, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I was lucky enough that so right after it happened, my phone died. So I was able to get a few shots, but right afterwards, I was just able to enjoy the rest of the concert. But that night, I like looked back at my Twitter, and the video was like at 500 likes, and it was kind of blowing up. It was pretty funny.
And then the other folks at the concert that knew you were there sending you video clips and pictures and everywhere.
And as we were trying to walk out, a lot of people would stop us, and they'd either just like try to touch our shoulders because we touched Adele, which I thought was the funniest thing, or they told us that they had pictures and videos, and they'd give us their emails, and it was really cool how many people were really kind. And I mean, if it wasn't me, I would have been pretty jealous, but they were all very kind.
That's what you call making memories, folks. Go to a concert with the whole family. Pick one, have a great time. That's really neat. And, of course, Adele's a big deal. And as we see, she's a kind of a big deal. And it was a really neat story to see and hear about it. Love the story. There's some great stories written about it. Forum News Service did a nice story. Eric Peterson wrote it up. It's really good, and videos out there everywhere. I have it linked on Facebook and Twitter, too, so follow me at Scott Hennett. and you can check it out. Will, good talking to you. Congrats to you and the entire family. It's a neat story.
Thank you, Scott.
Anything happens to a deacon, a good thing that happens to a deacon, we're going to tell you about it on this program, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we roll. Todd, Manny, we shall talk to you tomorrow. More on the news of the day and your comments on what's on your mind. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
On the shores of Devil's Lake, Woodland Resort welcomes you to experience North Dakota hospitality. No matter the size of your group, we've got lodging to accommodate you and your budget. Overlooking Creole Bay, Woodland Resort is the only full-service resort on the lake, offering boat and pontoon rentals, a full bait shop, RV campground, full bar restaurant, and so much more. It's easy to see why your next adventure should be at Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. Book now at woodlandresort.com. Woodland Resort, host of this year's AIM Walleye Fishing Tournament.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Adamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.